90.7 FM.
Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Radio. Radio is a space without walls. Radio is a space without walls, an alternative that is the ideal locale for an art that seeks to present itself as information and experience as opposed to goods. The sound is the object, the ephemeral trace in the mind of the receiver, a sensation resonating along oral pathways and passageways. The word is the object, bouncing like a ball through memory onto the visual field of the inner eye. Radio is a space and time, an invisible bridge between speaker and listener that traverses vast distances in the snap of a finger, the punch of a button. It is an architectural space to be inhabited, the site of an event, an arena, a stage, a promenade, a public square, an intersection, a telephone booth, a corridor. It is a room we enter together. Paint it any color you want.
Employed him. He was not happy with him quitting so early, and so
he got a phone call, but he wasn't home. And so he had all this answering from his mailbox, all these mails, and you really noticed the guy wasn't here at home. And having a beer, talking to him about how annoyed he was about him and what he did all wrong. And then he drank a bit more, and then he phoned him again. And he had a series of short recordings. And in the end, he's really the worst insult you can imagine in a very, working class British accent. This is a very nice audio play, because you can't broadcast it in England, because he might hear it. So maybe if you want to broadcast it, it's really nice. I can, maybe I have it on my hard drive, but I can also can email my friend, he will send it to me again.
Yes, please.
Nice. 90 something point something else.
Mailbox is full and cannot store any more messages. We recommend that you delete some messages to enable you to receive new ones. You have 10 saved messages. To listen to your voice messages, press 1. To change first saved message sent yesterday at 9:31 p.m.
Yeah, Kim, there's good and bad things according to your perception in every situation. Mine is slightly different from yours, obviously, and you have certain liberty that I do not. If that makes any sense to you, that's very good. If it doesn't, that's also fine. I have a position which I want to make very clear to you at the earliest opportunity, so I'm going to do that. I would prefer to do that very soon, so you understand exactly, if I can make it very clear to you, what the hell I'm saying. Because it's best if you call me back, but as we have these boxes that take ideas and transfer them, what I could say to you is call me back. You don't, that's all right. See you later.
End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete, press 7. To save, message deleted.
Underneath the bed, shipped out of New Orleans. Hey, this picture, it was taken for a walk. It's singing from a sheet of music's call. Come on along, come on along. Hey, the marching order drum. Out in the heat in the bucks, where the jungle gave way, came a whistling of bullets that carved up the middle of the day. Our eyes was open, but the shutter speed was wrong. All the faces blurred in the song. Come on along, come on along, hear the marching of the drum. Marching of the drum, and it pained my heart. Heard the marching of the drum when the church door swung apart. The horns was gathered on the church steps. The sound like snakes rose from the clarinet. All along, all along, I heard the marching of the drum.
Next message sent yesterday at 9:38 p.m.
Joachim, this is John. If life is a holiday, then please don't look for employment, or don't depend on money, because really you do have to be able to be stressed to earn money, and it's an unfortunate circumstance in most people's life. And some people enjoy it, some people don't. Despite my best efforts, you seem to have really ducked out of this whole thing for whatever reason, and whatever your balance of the equation may come to, I would say that if you cannot really help me on eBay, and it is something that's an investment for me, so it does matter, it's an investment in time and energy, and the money that comes back matters in the life that I lead through choice. And the money that I earn is important because basically that money I depend on to feed myself and my family, myself particularly, if you choose to see me as a selfish person. In this case, I will be selfish and say that if you can't help me with eBay, then you can't really help me in the shop either. And if your stress levels are so low, or your choosiness is so high, then you're in the wrong profession to begin with, and you're passing time, and at 25 I wouldn't.
End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete, press 7. This message deleted.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
What do you do for a living?
I go to work.
What kind of work?
Work I don't like.
Off to work. I hate to go.
How I hate to go.
Why do you do it then?
I gotta pay the rent.
Carry on working.
Yes, we'll get jobs and be happy.
No, we'll get jobs and pay the rent. We'll get credit cards and be happy.
I've never wanted this job,
but I'm skipping work today, yeah.
And I would bother learning as you would tomorrow.
Get this job in service.
Next message sent yesterday at 9:42 p.m.
message. Joachim, I can't work with you. If all the stress you can take, or your choice is that you prove to be artistic in the long run, and that your sacrifice of self, you know, and the ideas of money and everything else go down the fucking line with you, way, then I might believe you if ever I knew you that long. In this case, I think I've known you for 6 months. My investment is in a person for the time that they invest themselves with me. And basically, if you've chosen not to invest yourself, then that's fine. But it takes a minimum of 3 months, if you know, training to realize anything. And that's what I put in with you. That's what I put in with Alan. They're both disasters, and I guess that's something to do with me, but it's also to do with the commitment that people have and the expectation. I think that your expectation of life is very different from mine. I have a need for money, which is called 162, and basically I cannot do without that if I have people doing things that basically won't help because they have so many other criteria. It doesn't really make anything worthwhile. I need people who are going to work with, not against me.
End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete, press 7. To save. Message deleted.
Ja gut.
Next message, sent yesterday at 9:50 p.m.
I think it's absolutely fucking perfect that I should address you this way and tell you, fuck you too. Tired of your fucking attitude, yawning in the shop, fucking lazy, move your body just about once a day. Yeah, you've got your own interests, so has everybody else. Okay, you're a negative bastard, that's what you told me. That's what other people say. I don't give a shit about that, Joachim. I just tried with you. Let me down after fucking 2 weeks of pressure. Fuck you as well. Go fuck yourself. All right. You got it. Very good. Now, why is there any element of discussion? Well, as far as I'm concerned, there is. But you don't think so. So that's why you put the phone down. Fucking cheap fucking bastards. People put the phone down because they don't like abusive people like me or people who actually tell them that they're falling far short of what they should be. Or what they could do, because they can't take anything. Art is fucking precious when you can't actually live in life. You choose your life because you have other options. So choose them, but not with me. I don't like your behavior. How can I employ you when you fucking flake out on me? You've got nothing to offer. So leave it. Leave the whole thing and don't expect to get a little bit of reward after you've suffered a little bit on a fucking hard project. Because that's all it.
End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete, press 7. Message deleted.
to sing it, Dad. Now this to sing it. Saleroso.
Next message sent yesterday at 9:51 p.m.
I give you 2 weeks' notice. Pick up your phone or just pick up your check, whatever. But you can get paid, but that's it. Bye.
End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete, press 7. To save, press 9. For help. Message deleted. Next message sent yesterday at 10:49 p.m.
Joachim, so glad. So glad. Ask your sister to check it out on a DNA database where we really are. How are you? Year and a half of fucking about. Making your way, okay? Goodbye. Awesome.
End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete, press 7. To hit, message deleted.
I try my best just to be a man.
Next message sent yesterday at 10:51 p.m.
don't know if you will get this message, but we have no business. Yeah, that's true. We have no business talking about things. That's not true, but you wouldn't get that, I guess. But yeah. Your suffering is yours alone. You didn't share anything except a yawn and a fucking coffee in the morning because you don't want to get up and do something other than sharing other what was made by people. Other people made it for you. Why are your ways so interesting? Are they? It is. 25, you've got plenty of time to fucking prove any of us, anybody who has any opinions whatsoever, however drunk, wrong. Don't really care. What is Yucky? When your father died and your mother has her house and she loves you, how do you think they feel about you, young child, loved by your family? It's all up to you, isn't it? What if you didn't have anything, motherfucker? How about didn't get anything at all? You fucking bitch.
End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete, press 7. To save, message deleted.
Recording ever made in the Australian bush of a wild bird in its natural surroundings. The lyrebird has been chosen because it is the premier songster of Australia and is probably the world's greatest mockingbird. Amidst the roar of the Australian forest, we will first hear the lyrebird's own inimitable call. Then some imitated calls will be named before they occur. The kookaburra. The Australian thrush. Now the whip bird.
We stayed up all night. We told each other things. Things we'd never told anyone. We took it in turns to write lines of poems, and we made poems out of them. We stayed up all night, and I was outside the back door smoking a fag, and the birds were singing in the morning. The light was beautiful, soft it was, golden. Around about 7, we started crying. We said it was just too intense. I thought it was beautiful. I thought this is living, I thought this is magic, this is it. I didn't want to be sleeping. I didn't want to be sleeping. I didn't want to miss out on any of this.
singa musajja abaana yabulabi kwe
eba
So, das war's. Was?
Next message sent yesterday at 10:53 p.m.
I'll bet you're not available. I get it. From the same fucking one. Why? Because I want people who fucking lie. Yeah, they lie to themselves. They don't do a damn fucking thing. How about that? See, geez, isn't it? How about I just quit? How about I just quit on you? For your little job that you really want for £60 a week. But you so want it that you even lied to me about the stress that you could put yourself under. Really? How intelligent? How fucking clever? Ask your sister about DNA. Look at the history of DNA in humankind. If we have a data... maybe she tells you it all is. But it isn't, but it's about to be. Just look at it from that point of view. And I think you are. You have known suffering. Yeah, you have. But not very much. Yet. You know about the history, what you want to avoid. You're well educated. You are inclined. But you have no idea yet. You cunt. How dare
you? End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete, press 7. To save, press 9. Message deleted.
I was picking off an awful lot of shit, though. Can you smell that shit?
Yeah, actually, yes, I can.
John is an ugly bastard, yeah.
That's not right, no.
Next message, sent yesterday at 10:55 p.m.
How can I have any conversation with anybody who has lived a life where they have to answer questions that are based through killing their children or they cannot handle stress? What kind of conversation would that be with a person who has too much stress and who's cracked under it? Ask yourself what you want and answer me. 25 years old, you probably know. Fuck yourself, you cunt. You fucking told me to fuck myself. Go on, collect your check, your cheap little wage slip for yawning and fucking lack of action and see other people do it. What do you want? Action? Yeah, I guess you do. Director, how do you see yourself? Well, motherfucker, cheap cunt. If that's what you want, use it against me. I will tell you, you have done nothing. Almost nothing. Completely nothing. Whatever it is, whatever you do, it's about being succinct, I guess, and away from whatever you see. Observance allows you what? This time, you are lucky. Your soul and your person, and it wasn't so lucky.
End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete. Message deleted. Next message. Sent yesterday at 11:20 p.m.
Amazing opportunities that the phone companies offer. Press 1 to delete the message, or is it forward the message? Whatever you want to do. It is very easy. How come you don't have any idea yet why you can't cope with stress of a sort that actually permits you to engage with another soul on a level that really counts, in a way that you don't just observe and say, well, this was a fragmented relationship or one that didn't exist. It's all relationship. And I guess the artist in you will always know that. Whether you see it in your future life, I have no idea. But I do have another few messages, and this isn't really what I meant to say. I do have a problem with people in that they don't seem to really know what they want when they work for me. And that isn't just because I don't say what I want. It's also because I know just about almost everything is impossible if you want to do anything different. It's all really, really hard. In fact, it can't be done when it's hard, because then you have a reaction to it.
End of message. To repeat, press 4. To hear the message envelope, press 5. To delete, press 7. Message deleted.
as I care for you. I wish a million things, my little dear, for just you two. But if that we'd be for the moon, dear, and having them left in your face, I can't understand it all, dear. Must I give yours and give someone else my place?
Thank all the heavens and the gods for differences. Let men's
women's
opinions be as varied and as free to come and go as the weather is. Like wind, spontaneous. Like storm, forthright. The saying is that difference of opinion makes the world go round. And that's a platitude you tip your head to when you meet it in the street. Listen to must be as free as that we breathe, or there will rise such dissonance and such cacophony as will stave in the eardrum. Think hard upon these words which tumble toward you through the night. The race of man,
woman,
is shrewd and silly, brutal and benign, and full of sudden starts and tardy reckonings. One day, when all the menacing is done with, and a man,
woman,
can wish another well across a borderline, his,
her,
speech will sweeten. He,
she,
will cast abroad such sentiments as should be radiated in the skies. Radio is here to stay. Then grant this further, that the mystic ethers were established well before the first word passed between two men.
Women.
It's only latterly we've seen that speech is buoyant in these waves. A puff or two of years, that's all it is. There may this very moment be as close to us as one discoverer away. Whole firmaments of stuff awaiting comprehension. That we'll see about.
Yes,
Meanwhile, some homage to the High Commissioner, who first assigned these frequencies to Earth, who marked these air lanes out.
She
is the same who fixed the stars in place, who set afire the sun and froze the moon and dug the furrows wherein oceans flow, who put some molecules together in a way to make a man.
A woman.
She holds the formula for Genesis and death. Her hand rests on a dial bigger than infinity. This microphone is not an ordinary instrument, for it looks out on vistas wide indeed. My voice commingles now with northern lights and asteroids and Alexander's skeleton. With dead volcanoes and with donkey's ears, it swims with minnows and it's in the Sphinx's jaw. It drifts among whatever spirits pass across the night. Here is a thought to fasten your throat. Who knows who may be listening? And where?